Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul O'Day. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. And now, play ball. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo bunts between the mound and first base. Bagby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive towards third. Ross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo misplays the ball. That's an error on Mayo. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayer moves to second. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Mayer scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-0 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer is walked intentionally. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayo scores. Cullenbine moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stubby Obermeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obermeyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Obermeyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Bagby covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Outlaw moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift bunts for an out with unknown description. Outlaw moves to third. Mayer moves to second. One out. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Overmyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Mayer scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Ross reaches second base with a double. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Papa Williams pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Papa Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Henry now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siri takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag who is chasing the ball. Outlaw reaches third base with a triple. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayer strikes out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Obermeyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Obermeyer, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Ross moves to second. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Felix Makovich pinch hits for Earl Henry. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.